Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram was with us at 11 o'clock, and Andy asked him about the trade deadline coming up, and that's some time away. But we've seen some rumblings already. Amari Cooper's name thrown out in a trade rumor. This one was to Kansas City because the Chiefs yesterday, it looks like, have lost Rashee Rice. I don't want to speculate, but could be out for an extended period of time. We'll just leave it at that. After he was hit by Patrick Mahomes when they were both trying to bring down a guy on an interception. Mm-hmm. So we've already seen Cooper's name thrown out there as a guy that the Chiefs might go try and get. Interesting. Trade deadline's coming up. I do think the Browns told you what they think of Amari Cooper here long term when they did not sign him to a contract extension when he had his little contractual tiff and instead gave him some bonus money. And he came back and he's on the last year of his deal. He'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Here's what Scott said about your thought, Andy, question to him about Cooper being traded.
As many struggles as Amari Cooper's had this year, I mean, he's clearly their number one receiver. And unless you're going fire sale, you know, you can't trade him right now, right? That's just giving up on the season. So maybe 5 weeks from now, you know, it's a different story and they know they're not going to playoffs. And then you trade him and try to get anything for him. But if you win a couple, then maybe you go out and try to find an addition to that receiver room. Or if your offensive line is still beat up, you find an offensive lineman, right? If you figure out some way to win a few games between now and then. But, you know Andrew Berry, he likes to trade, and I think right now it could go either way. But, yeah, I wouldn't be stunned if things continue in this direction if you see some guys dealt.
I would think that's accurate. However, it's 1-3, okay? It is week four. You can't say anymore, Andy, well, it's only week three. Somebody asked me yesterday, at what point do you say it's only week three or week four or week five?
Week 16, yeah.
I said now.
Yeah.
I said after week four. Now it's, okay, now you got an uphill climb.
Quarter pole.
You can no longer say, well, it's only three games. It's four games now, and you're 1-3. So you have issues, and you got to get them fixed. You win yesterday, you're 2-2, you're fine. You know, you go and you try and get going. But we see the issues. We know the issues. I agree with Scott. You can't move Amari Cooper now. Now, if you get to the trade deadline time, Andy?
It's November 5th, by the way.
Yeah. If you get to the trade deadline and you've played another, what, four games since then? Five games you could play by then.
Right.
And let's say you're, heaven forbid, 2-7.
Oh, I thought you were going to go 1-8.
No, let's say 2-7.
Okay, 2-7.
I'd move anybody who wasn't nailed down.
Including Myles Garrett?
Nailed down to me means contract.
All right.
So in other words, you don't have a contract for next year and I can get something for you, I would do it. Hmm. If that's the way the season goes. I don't think it will, personally. I think they can get it together. But man, it's not going to be easy. Washington's playing well. Philadelphia is a good team, even though they lost yesterday. The Bengals, tough game. Ravens, tough game. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh has them playing pretty solid football.
Not surprised, are you?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I don't know. At what point do you start making the decisions that you're going to start trading guys? Amari seems like a likely target because of the contract situation. I mean, he does. It's easy to kind of say Amari because of the contract situation. And you're like, well, let's try to get something for him before we lose him for nothing. Right? Is that what you kind of – I mean, it's – let's see what they do this week. So in that before – what is it? November 5th, I just said. So prior to November 5th, they play Washington, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and the Chargers.
Right. I just
right.
mentioned
so
those.
Just before the Saints game.
Andy, they're all tough, right? Aren't they all tough?
Yeah, I wish I could say Washington wasn't going to be tough, but, man, they're putting a lot of points on the board. They found themselves the last 2 weeks. I don't think there's any doubt. They have really found themselves with a young quarterback.
And a running game. They had over 200 yards rushing yesterday. Run the football. Imagine
we could
that.
Get healthy this week, though. There's a real possibility of that. You could have Jed back. You could have Jack back. You probably could have Ninjoku back. I'm not saying that you're going to get Nick back this week, but let's just say you got three of those guys back. All of a sudden, things change drastically. I say get them
maybe.
Back. Get them back and hope that they're playing at maximum potential.
What changes drastically is that you have guys back. It doesn't mean it changes the way the team plays, at least not yet.
Well, some guys are a natural upgrade if they get on the field. I mean, Jack Conklin's a natural upgrade. Jed should be an upgrade compared to what we've seen, we all know about Nick.
Let me throw this one at you, though. I'm really high on DeJuan Jones.
I'm not. Not anymore.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Can you not factor in the fact that the kid's coming off of a knee injury?
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to – it could be the same thing with Jed Wills. It could be the same thing about Jack Conklin. It could be the same thing about Nick Chubb. Most times when guys come back from knee surgeries, regardless of whether it's ACL or anything else, you're not 100% back to your old regular self. You might be okay to go and play, but that doesn't mean you're going to play at the same level. I think DeJuan Jones has a really bright future as an offensive lineman in this league. I really do. And I think it's clear that he's hindered by coming back from a knee injury. And I think it might be the same with other guys.
You think maybe he put a couple pounds on too during that injury?
I don't know.
He looks bigger than he did last year.
Which is saying something. Thomas is in Shaker. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Andy. How about them Guardians, huh?
Getting ready.
Them? Nice game yesterday, man. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Sit around all day, find out if the game got rained out. Fun.
Yeah, you know, I just couldn't be disappointed with those guys, you know. The Browns. I watched that game yesterday. Can I ask a question? How does a quarterback, or generally, if you thought your quarterback was going to complete 75% of his passes and complete 25 passes, what do you think he would get over 200 yards?
Yeah, that's something that we've kicked around here. They're the only quarterbacks, is it, Dan, the only quarterbacks averaging less per pass attempt yardage-wise are Bryce Young and Bo Nix. What's that tell you, Thomas?
Either one of three things are true. Either we're not scheming these guys open far enough, and we're not calling plays for these players to go far enough. We have no playmakers on this team that can create for themselves, or Deshaun Watson's arm is hurt and he can't throw it down the field consistently.
I don't know. That it looked pretty good on that deep ball to Amari Cooper. Now Amari couldn't have been any more open, you know.
I mean,
it's not that.
And he was, you know, one holding call away from having a 260-yard game yesterday, around there.
I think it is. I think it's coaching. I think top to bottom, the problem with this team is they're not prepared. And, you know, I'm not somebody who likes to come on the radio and like to bash Kevin Stansky, but he's been horrible this season. He's been absolutely horrible this season. And I think if he has a bad season, I think Vrabel will be our coach next year. That's just my opinion.
Thomas, thank you. Andy, is that on your bingo card?
Oh, Vrabel. Oh, I forgot to put Vrabel on it. Vrabel's now on the bingo card. In case you're wondering, the bingo card has Vrabel, Flacco, Baker, 64 game, Deshaun Jackson, and I had Watson on there, but I took it off because everyone's talking about Watson, so I can't really. That's not really bingo worthy.
Thomas just said one thing about the scheme and everything else on offense. When Scott Petrek was with us, we talked about what's going on with the offense, and are they trying to force feed an offense to fit Deshaun Watson? And I thought Scott had a really interesting response to that when he said, maybe, but don't you need to give that time? Andy, don't you need to give that time?
Time to come back from the injury to be able to play?
No,
like that?
Is that time to make an offense work that you're trying to tailor maybe to a quarterback's skill set.
Isn't that why you brought a new offensive coordinator?
Well, I know,
to instantly be able to do that?
Like instantly, I think, is a tough word.
Well, you would think you would bring in an offensive coordinator that understands the abilities and skills of his quarterback to come up with plays that are beneficial to him. Your job is to make him a better quarterback. Come up with plays that will make him better. I just felt a sense of frustration. It was interesting to hear Deshaun take the blame himself for yesterday's loss, or at least take part of the blame. I mean, Kevin's not going to throw anybody under the bus. Yesterday, again, he said something to the effect of, this is on me. In the end, it's going to be on him. Either he just knows it's coming, or he's going to keep taking the blame because he thinks it continues to win the locker room. I'm not asking him to come out and say, hey, I think Amari Cooper didn't play well today. Hey, Deshaun Watson, can't believe we made that trade. Like, I would never expect him to say anything like that. But by the same token, he's got to hold them accountable. And sometimes in public, there's nothing wrong with it. Hey, our secondary didn't show up today. That's why we didn't win. Or I'm just saying, or our offensive attack was not prepared for this contest. Pre-snap penalties are ridiculous, and I blame the line for that because they know better. We've done this in practice 1,000 times. I'm making up examples here. I don't know that hurts him to say that. And maybe guys look around the locker room and go, you know what, this is my job, man. I better make sure we get this done next week.
Jim's in Strongsville. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, I don't think it's coaching. I don't think there's not a single position group on this team that's playing even above average right now. I don't know what's wrong.
Corey Bjork is above average.
Okay, right? One guy. But
thank you.
So here's the thing. So maybe they're the second oldest or the oldest, depending on what you look at, team in the league. Man, I don't know. They're not meshing. They're not whatever. And I'm not going to blame it on the coaches because you've got a lot of veterans on this team. So that's where the veterans need to take over and lead. And maybe they're not leading. I wish I could put my finger on one or two things that was wrong with this team and say, oh, that's it right there. But I can't. It's a combination of everything. It was like Ross Tucker said yesterday on the broadcast. He's like, it feels like I've said this a million times every day, but there's another catastrophic mistake by the Cleveland Browns. And, Jeff, on your thing with DeJuan Jones, listen, I want to be hopeful for the guy. This was the knock on him coming out of Ohio State, though. When a guy does what the knock on him coming out of college was, that he doesn't work hard and doesn't stay in shape, the knee injury is one thing, man, but I don't think he worked his butt off too hard to get back. So I'm just saying, he looks like what his draft – it looks like, you know, sometimes you get it right and sometimes you don't. And this just might be one of those guys that football's not that important to.
Jim, I and thank you. I think that's a big assumption to make. You know, you can take it one of two ways. Either he's injured or if you don't think he's working hard, I don't know what the truth is, but it's probably unfair to say maybe either one. Maybe it's somewhere in between. It's a Browns Therapy Monday, folks. 216-474-0092. I would ask how you fix it, but I'm not sure.